hip-hop music is taking top honors. That's according to the list of best local music albums of the year that the Seattle Times releases annually. It's voted on by local music writers, radio personalities, and others who keep their finger on the pulse of local music. Michael Rietmolder is the music writer for the Seattle Times and curated the list. He joined me to talk about the three albums that topped the list and started off by saying that this was the first time that the top releases all had elements of hip-hop to them.
Which I think is telling of a number of things. One, certainly hip hop is, you know, the most dominant genre in pop culture right now. Two, I think, you know, we also saw maybe some fewer releases coming from sort of the rock world, which I think with the pandemic, some bands were more reluctant to release an album at the time when they can't play shows, because that's, you know, certainly a bigger way of getting their name out there. Whereas hip-hop tends to thrive online more than rock and some other genres do.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the top three albums that landed on the list. Number three, the album is from I'll Fight You.
Yes, I'll Fight You. They're sort of underground heroes from Tacoma's very vibrant hip-hop scene. They put out their debut album back in 2013, 7 years later. You know, we get this very highly anticipated follow-up. I think part of their appeal is the way that their lyrics are very sharp and irreverent and clever and absurd, at times sort of proudly lowbrow punchlines that are just a lot of fun and not particularly radio-friendly.
Yeah, the name of the group, I'll Fight You, and the album, I'll Fight You Too, seemed pretty appropriately named. Their music sort of sounds like they're looking for a fight. Schizophrenic switching in the road, runner, bright and early, bringing heat. I brought a long summer, perma fried off the pack, the coke come with burgers.
Wait, more than boogers, powered up the peace, stand with peace. Because we're talking about how, you know, we have the top five albums this year, all hip hop and R&B, you know, one thing that I think is telling is that none of them sound even remotely similar.
Yeah, speaking of which, number two on the list is an album from Paris Alexa. Do we still call Paris Alexa a rising star, or has she sort of established herself on the scene now?
She's very much established in Seattle, which, you know, she's an R&B singer, still only 22 years old, but has already been a local favorite for years, it feels like. And this album, Too Real, is her first full-length project. And you can really hear her sort of identifying and honing in on her sound with this one. She's always kind of had this 90s R&B influence. Mm-hmm. And that energy is still very much present on Too Real. And one thing that I think you see, her songwriting, particularly her pop smarts, are just a lot sharper and more refined.
Yeah, this album, Too Real, seems to have a lot of ties to like self-love and her body image as well.
Yeah, the lead single, Chocolate, is this very confident, self-assured, joyous celebration of her blackness, which I think really resonated when it came out this year.
The number one release on the Seattle Times Best Album of 2020 list comes from a local hip-hop veteran artist. Tell us a little bit about the release from Shabazz Palaces.
Shabazz was the first real significant hip-hop act on Sub Pop, and Butler has been a leader in sort of the experimental, more avant-garde, you know, hip-hop space. You know, they've been known for incorporating a lot of polyrhythms and these Afrofuturistic qualities to the music over the years. And with this new record, The Dawn of Diamond Dreams, I think this one is really up with some of Butler's best work of his career. You know, this is a guy who's been pushing boundaries in hip hop since the early 90s when he was part of the jazz rap group Big Bill Planets. And, you know, this album, I think it still carries a lot of that adventurous, psychedelic qualities and sort of abstract at times. But it's also the most accessible Shabazz album that, you know, I think we've heard. So if you're maybe new to Shabazz Palaces, I think this is a great place to start.
One of the things I really like about this album is it kind of has this ongoing sort of cosmic feel to it.
Absolutely. And that's that word cosmic is an adjective that comes up very frequently when discussing Shabazz Malice's music, very rightly so. No way.
All right, so one that made the list that wasn't in the top three, but that sort of stood out to you personally, and we kind of change gears here, is with an EP called Stay Evil from Black Ends.
Yeah, this is a band that I saw for the first time early last year, and honestly, I was completely floored. The EP that they released this summer, you know, certainly got a lot of critical buzz, and you know, very rightly so. The singer, guitarist, and principal songwriter for the group, Nicole Swims, I think, with, you know, on Stay Evil, they really emerge as the most distinct new voice in Seattle rock right now. The guitar sound is very unique. It's very wiry guitars. They have these, you know, very undeniable melodies and this sort of basement punk energy and adventurous spirit. And at times, even like hints of experimental folk. Know another band around town that sounds quite like them, and that's a really high compliment for a rock band in 2020, I think.
Michael Rietmolder is the Seattle Times music writer and curator of the Best Local Albums of 2020 list. There's a link to the list on our website at knkx.org. Michael, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for having me.